This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, mercy for the street seller. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, mercy for the street sellers, this title. So I'm going to be referring to a particular little anecdote from the life of a famous Rania martyr from the Holy Defense, Abbas Baba'i. But also, this sort of little story lends itself, these little anecdotes that, in a sense, we see again and again, depending on where you live in the world, depending on your neighborhood, this sort of thing, I would assume you've probably observed. So, for example, the Abbas Baba'i, he didn't like wastage. He wasn't too fussy with his food either, alhamdulillah. So what he did one time, he bought all the apples from an old man in the street who was trying to sell them. And obviously this is something I've seen. I've seen old men, usually the old men. So some old men maybe go around pushing big sorts of carts or trolleys with fruit that seem really difficult to push around. And I've observed an older man with a really bent and bad back who sometimes holds big bags of oranges or other fruit, pomegranates. And yes, people will go and buy a whole bag at a time. Obviously, one reason is to give him the money. And the other thing is so he doesn't have to hold these bags anymore. Because obviously, doing that work, being a street seller and as an elderly person, also an elderly person with obviously with sort of health issues, this is a huge challenge. And obviously, so when people sort of go and buy all that fruit, maybe they didn't need all that fruit for themselves, but they can give it to other family members, to friends. That's easy enough. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio. And also I'm talking about the way in which people help. So it wasn't just Abbas Baba'i. We also see on the streets around us people who maybe help some of the older street sellers who are carrying these big, heavy bags of fruit or other things they're selling. And, this is helping the poor for sure. It's charity in that we're giving money. And it's also charity in that and this is the livelihood of people. This is their job. So obviously, it also helps so they can continue. This is their livelihood because obviously, if they're not able to sell, it's not a good job for them. But so long as they're selling a good amount each day, they can live off this. And it's charity because obviously it's trying to take care of an older person. And obviously when it comes to the older people, rights of the elderly, we need to maybe just be look out for them a bit more. This is not just if we see some of these street sellers, whatever city, whatever country we're in, and we can see that, this is not a younger person. This person has health issues. Then obviously, in a sense, it is also rights of the elderly that we try to help them, and helping them in that context could well be just, relieving them literally of all their produce, buying it all off them so they then can just go and, get home. They've done their day's work sooner rather than later. There's another aspect that I'll just mention when it comes to, as I was mentioning food and just buying all the food, even though we ourselves might not need it, we will be able to give it to other people or find good use. And I just thought I'd mention one thing. So, for example, some people are so careful even with fruit that, for example, they won't buy, let's say, take bananas or even avocado, something like that, that are more expensive, that maybe aren't accessible, affordable for everyone. And maybe that's another thing we consider. Obviously I can't put fruit sellers out of market, but if we're in a place where, you know, there's a lot of people who have less money, obviously it's maybe it's a bit out of place to buy extravagantly priced fruits when we're in the midst of poor people, for sure. So, Inshallah, these are just a few extra points for you, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on RIB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.